USSA spokesman Tom Kelly said the week includes a free film festival, speakers, celebrations, and more. Kelly is now helming the Hall of Fame, which is based in a little-known but significant town in Michigan called Ishpeming.
You know, I'm proud to be the incoming chairman of the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame, which is located in Ishpeming. And the reason it's in Ishpeming, which is in the Upper Peninsula near Marquette, is that's where organized ski competition began. That's where the U.S. Ski and Snowboard Association, then the National Ski Association, began all the way back in 1904 and 1905.
He said Skiing History Week is hosted annually by a different resort area.
It is very much like a World Cup, I should say. It's a pretty big deal for those who are involved in it, and the honor of having the induction ceremony. This is actually the second time the induction ceremony itself has been in the community. It was at Deer Valley a few years ago, but first time that's been paired with Skiing History Week. The key thing is that we look for opportunities to celebrate something in the community. In this case, we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of Park City Mountain Resort, and at the same time, we're celebrating the 40th anniversary of the U.S. Ski Team here in Park City. And I'm actually doing a talk next Wednesday at Mid-Mountain Lodge at Park City where I'll tell a little bit about the 40 years the U.S. Ski Team has been here in Park City. And
Kelly will be speaking Wednesday, April 2nd at noon. Connie Nelson from the Alf Indian Museum at the Olympic Sports Park said the week kicks off with a reception at the museum Monday the 31st at 6 p.m.
So it's $40 per person. You can pay at the door, 6 p.m. Just come out to the Alfing and Ski Museum, and it's a chat, a few drinks, and a few hors d'oeuvres, and just to say welcome. And then we kick off Tuesday, April 1st, with there's actually skiing every day at Park City Mountain Resort. And there's the Aisha Beakley presentation, and Miles Radiman will be featured that evening. And that starts at 7 p.m., on the 1st.
The latter event is at the Marriott at 7 p.m. There's also a ticketed party, Movers and Shakers, at the Legacy Lodge at the Park City Mountain Resort on Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Nelson highlighted some of the special free events, including the Ishpeming International Film Festival, all that week.
We have the entire week from the April 1st, the once again, like Tom just mentioned, the Ishpeming International Film Fest. Now, this is going to be located at the Prospector Theater. They're free movies. They start at 3 p.m. and go through to about 10 p.m. every day from Tuesday through Friday. So folks can go down there. There's really fun films. They're all ski-related, like Ski Gulls with Otto Lang, Rivals, Anatomy of a Downhiller, Hot Dog, the movie, Crash Reel, Legends of Oz.
Schedule for the festival is available online at skihall.com/Park City. Finally, on Friday the 4th at 4 p.m., another free party starts at the Mountain Resort Plaza called the Evolution of Freestyle Skiing.
So from 4 to 8, we're having a big party. And at that party, we'll have live music, a trampoline show, and a feature being the fashion show from 5:30 to 5:45. And that will be some vintage ski wear that Barbara Ali Simon donated. They're the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And we've collected both men's and women's 55 outfits.
Connie Nelson from the Alf Indian Ski Museum and Tom Kelly from USSA. For KPCW, I'm Rick Brough.